Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
I never ever put it down. Put it down. I put my best foot forward. I never ever have to do it. Have to do it. I'm always up on my grind. On my grind. And money's always on my mind. On my mind. I celebrate all the time. All the time. I pour it up.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. We're broadcasting live on location here out of sunny California. I'm excited today because we have our special guest in the building, and we're so pumped up about it. And we are so, so excited. And you can see we're live on location. And I definitely want to tell you guys that our guest today is her birthday, Miss Tangi Roseboro. We're so pumped up. She is the author and CEO of We Girls Rock. And that's a nonprofit. And she's also the author of My Biography. So we're pumped up about that. So congrats to you, Miss Tangi. And today we're discussing all about this LA trip here and the live taping. So we want you guys to stay tuned. We're excited, girl. And I hope you're ready. So we would like to welcome author Tangi Roseboro and the CEO of We Girls Rock Nonprofit out of Gaffney, South Carolina. Welcome.
Hey, Nikki. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It is my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Awesome.
Man, you got so much great news that's ahead. I tell you, we're so excited for you. Come to L.A. in just a matter of a few weeks. You know, it seemed like a long time, didn't it?
It did, but time went by so fast. I was like, wow, I better start getting prepared. So I'm ready.
We are so ready. And here we have our live tapings where we interview and highlight our amazing entrepreneurs, because that's what it's all about. And we'll be highlighting Ms. Changi Roseboro, and we'll be discussing her organization as well as her being a writer. And that's so important, you know, just to step out, you know, outside of our comfort zone and come all the way to California, you know, national. That's pretty amazing. And not only that, Ms. Changi, I would like you, Rich, we just recently was at the NAB show, which is the National Broadcasting Association, and it was amazing. We talked with Fujifilm. We also talked with Zylite live stream, as well as News On, and you were the sponsor. And we we went to different stations like Canon and just Sony, just so many stations we was at, and it was pretty amazing just to be a part of that too.
That's
awesome. Thank you.
Thank you for allowing me to be a sponsor of the Nikki Rich Show.
And recently, you know, I got a chance to see your amazing video, your amazing testimony all the way in New York. Tell everybody about that.
That was such an amazing opportunity. I was actually invited by Art Sands from California, which is your friend, Nikki. And I had never met Art before, but he sent me the invitation. So I reached out to the people who were having the show, and they put my name on the list to come. You know, I had to send the information about who I was, so they had to verify everything, make sure that my credentials was what I said it was. So once all of that was checked, they did give me an opportunity to come and be a part of their amazing event, which was the Bronze Blaze Live Lounge event party. And it was a private invite party. You can only go if you were invited, and you had to get your name on the list. So it was so amazing. It was I graced the stage with some phenomenal people. You know, the Mod Wives was there in honor of Big Ant. And then you had other authors and producers and directors and actors and actresses and dancers and singers. Everybody was in the building, and it was such a phenomenal feeling to be able to, like I said, grace that stage with so many people who have worked so hard to be, to, you know, where they are. And here I am coming from South Carolina, just starting to get my feet wet and be able to share that stage with those amazing people. So it was so awesome. So, you know, like I said, kudos to Bronze Blaze for giving me that opportunity to share my testimony.
It was so heartfelt too.
Yes, it was so amazing. And I met some really good people there and linked up with some really good people who I plan to stay in contact with, you know. So I just brace every opportunity that God, you know, bestows upon my life. I don't take it for granted. And what I want to say to people is, it doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter what you have. It doesn't matter where you live. It's all about your own self-motivation and determination. The world is out there. Opportunities are out there. And you can't be afraid to step outside your comfort zone to get up and go get what's rightfully yours. You know, with me, like I always say, being a mother of five children, two very sick, living in the projects, no education. Everybody told me so many times, Nikki, that I wasn't going to make it, that I wasn't going to amount to anything because no one wasn't going to want me based on my situation, current situation, but they didn't know the God that I serve, and they didn't know my own self-determination. So sometimes you have to get up, because it's people like me that doesn't have that silver spoon in your mouth So you have to get up and line up with the Word of God. Make sure whatever you're wanting to do is in His will, His plan. Seek Him first, and then, you know, go for it. The Bible instructs us to write the vision, to make it plain, so when others see it, they can get it and run with it. But you have to first make that step. And I always say, if you don't believe in yourself, if you don't believe in your own dreams, nobody else is going to do it either, and you can't expect it. So it first starts within you, and there are no excuses, and nothing's too big. The vision and the dreams is beyond the sky. It doesn't just stop at the sky. So,
and the more you get out there, the more you meet people and network, you see that you're not alone. There's others out there that's,
exactly.
That's similar or have been, you know, in the same situations or what have you, or also can just relate. They can just relate. They might not have been in that situation, but they can just relate to what you've been into, whether it's a storm you might have been through or whether it's something positive, you know. And that's the thing. You want to place yourself with those people to, you know, support you, to help you and guide you to where you're trying to go. You want to be around the light.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And that's where I think it's important.
Exactly. And sometimes you have to separate yourself. You have to separate yourself even sometimes from family, because sometimes things can distract you and make you get off course of what you're trying to do. So when things like that come up against me, right now I'm at an isolated place. I don't really fool with anybody. I'm constantly, most of the time, by myself. If I'm not doing anything within my organization with the young ladies, you know, trying to build them up for better living through positive change, most of the time I'm working on different types of projects, but for my book, for my poetry book, for my autobiography, and my motivation of speaking, because that's one goal I know I have to accomplish, because I just don't believe that God allowed me to go through so much hell and for me not to be able to go and share my testimony with the world to inspire and empower other people to get up and live and dream again. So I'm starting on a mission, on a tour that I call my Empowered and On the Move tour, to go out and empower other people to dare to dream and live again. It doesn't matter how much rain falls in your life. It doesn't matter how many spin your life. None of that matters, because we serve a God that is so bigger than that. But what we have to learn from each one of those things is to purpose us for our destiny. It's all a learning experience. Once people read my story, because I've been in so many different magazines now, sharing my story and on so many different radio stations across, you know, the counties, the states, the nations, people hear my story and they be like, wow, just to look at you, it doesn't look like, you know, you came from that type of a place. But you don't have to look
yes,
like that.
Because you've been
and
showing
you don't
out
have to
lately.
Stay there.
No,
exactly.
You've been looking good.
Exactly.
I said, look at her.
God is good. He's
I said, she is ready. But he will clean you up, you know, no matter what we go through.
Exactly.
Sometimes, you know, it's got to, you know, we wanted to, like, we can feel a certain way, you know, but we don't want to show it, you know. And sometimes, you know, you could be feeling good when people think you're feeling bad, and you, like, people want you to look a certain way. You should be looking bad. Why should I look bad? You know, I'm happy.
Who says
I've
that?
Overcame.
Who says that you have the right to tell me that? And who says that I'm supposed to be seeing what you say? It's how I look at it. I'd be like, yes, honey, keep talking negative to me, because the more you talk negative, the more God exalts me. He elevates
yes,
me beyond
and he does,
my own expectations.
You know? Yes,
so, yeah, that's where
does.
I am now. I just want to, like I said, I just want to travel this world gracefully and empower
yes.
every single person I can talk to get up and go, because you only live once. Don't put no stipulations, no limitations. Just get up and go get it, you know.
But you know how I say I travel too? I travel with God's guidance, you know. Like
exactly.
like you were saying before, I put God first in everything I do.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, sometimes you try to bring people along, But, you know, it's not meant for everybody. Mm-hmm. And that's what
exactly
I've learned,
right.
too, a lot. And like you said, mm-hmm. I kind of be in my enclosed. I be kind of enclosed, you know, by myself. All I do
exactly.
is pray, you know, and pray.
Exactly.
You always pray.
You have to be that way, though, Nikki, because you don't know who's really for you or who's really against you. Because you can have so many people smiling in your face saying, I'm so happy for you, but yet tearing you down behind your back. So it's safer to be that way, to be isolated, until you know that you're able to bring somebody else along, you know.
Well, I'm excited about this weekend. I'll get to meet up with you this weekend in Atlanta. We are excited.
I know. I'm excited. I've already booked my room, Nikki. I booked my room,
yay,
so I'm coming by myself. I tried to get other people to come with me, but nobody wanted to come. So,
like
I said,
you say,
well,
sometimes you
so.
Have to go by yourself. And
we're
so excited.
Yes, I am too. But I'm more excited about coming to L.A. This will be my very first time coming to Los Angeles,
now, this
California.
This is going to be fun.
And I cannot wait. And if someone had told me, I'm so happy. If someone had told me even 2 years ago that I would be in this place where I am now, I would have looked at them like they were crazy and be like, yeah, right. But, you know, it's just getting up. And sometimes you have to.
You know what? We
got to
make it happen. We got to create
it. That's what I'm saying.
You know?
You got to make it safe. You got to make it happen. You got to pay for your own vision. I mean, how can you have a vision or a plan if you're not putting into it yourself? You know what
Thank
I'm saying?
You.
So a lot of people just want that. You sometimes you have to step outside, and you got to pay
outside.
To get to where you want to go in order to bring that revenue and the other income that you need. Sometimes you got to pay to get that.
Yes,
you can't be
and I'm with you on that, because I do the same thing. I know a lot of people, they look at me, they might not think so, but I'm always working, and I do a lot of work behind the scenes, and that's why
mm-hmm.
I see a lot of stuff flourish when it's time for you to come to light. That's why I see a lot of things come to light, because I'm always constantly working behind the scenes. You know, everybody thinks that you have to be in the spotlight. You don't have to be in the spotlight. You just put in that work. Work is work. You
exactly.
can't have anything handed to you so easily. I even got people around me that say, oh, can you do this? Can you hook me? Can you? But it's you got to put in that work, because without the work, it's not even just about work. You're able to learn from
exactly.
the experience. That's the thing, working.
Exactly.
A lot of times I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't
exactly.
always know what
Me
I was
either.
Doing.
Me either. When I started We Girls Rock, I didn't have no idea how to run a nonprofit organization. I was clueless,
mm-hmm.
but that was a desire that I wanted to do. So I stepped outside and I trusted God with it, and God made the provisions for me, because I didn't have the funding for it. But he
mm-hmm.
allowed the money that I needed to start the nonprofit. So that's why I say your vision and your dreams have to line up with God, so that he can purposely, you know, give you the things that you need to make it happen. He's not going to give you
make
something and you're going to struggle for it. You know, that's how you can tell the difference, if you're doing it on your own or if you're doing it through God. Because what he gives you is not going to be a hard struggle. I mean, you're going to go through things. That's life. But it's not going to be to the point to where it's going to be so hard that you can't do it, because he don't work like that. He doesn't work like that at all. So, you
That's
know, like
it.
I said, my main goal, and I so enjoy what I do, and I'm actually getting ready to start a new nonprofit in Spartanburg, South Carolina, on May
nice.
The 21st. I'll be opening up at the Spartanburg Headquarters Library here in Spartanburg, South Carolina, to branch out to help other young ladies to build them for positive living through positive change. So I'm praising God for that as well, definitely. So
well,
I have a lot of
so
good
excited.
Things going on. But you know, Nikki, I do want to make this clear. Please know that everything that I'm doing is not to glorify me. I praise God for allowing me to go through what I went through so that I can help other people like me to get to that point, you know, to say that they can walk in their calling, their dream. I really feel in my heart that I would be no justice to nobody if I was just being selfish. So my dream and my vision is to walk this land, this earth, all over, and help inspire people to get up and live your own dream. So I write business plans for people. I write grants for people, small grants for people, you know, and I charge little to nothing because, to me, I need the funding, but and I know it's going to come. But, you know, I do that because I want other people to live their own dreams and their own goals. So I'm excited about everything that I'm doing.
That
and I hope
so
that what
awesome.
I do touch other people.
Yes. You will.
But I'm praying, you know, that when I do come to Los Angeles and we do this live taping, that it just, that my dream just take off. You know, I want somebody, I pray, my prayer is that, you know, I'm coming there to share my story live on televised. And to talk about my book and also do a book signing. But I just want people to look past any other thing, you know, that's contrary to whatever, and just see my heart desire to go and motivate people.
It will. That's why I'm so excited. I love seeing people's vision come to light. I know what it is. You know, that's why I push. I'm always pushing somebody. I'm like,
you are.
Come on.
You are.
Cause
I love
I'm
your
like, you
outlet.
Step
you
out.
Are.
Because
that's one thing nobody can ever
for
say.
Me.
Exactly. That's one thing nobody can ever say about Nikki Rich is that she's a selfish person because she is so totally opposite of that. You know, we hear that black women don't like to see other women succeed, but that is so totally opposite of who you are. I mean, you have this amazing platform that reaches Trump Towers, Oprah Winfrey, you know, so many amazing
and
people.
And I just want everybody to share it. I want to share it with people, but a lot of people don't understand. They're not there yet. I'm not saying a lot. I'm saying some people, because some do understand, you know, but I want to share what I'm experiencing with everyone else. You know, sometimes
and you do that.
You can be the only person that goes, but I can share it with my peers as well, you know?
Exactly.
Because everybody can't go, but you can have that representative. If you are a team, you know, you can have that representative, that leader, to stand for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I feel.
And that's why God keep opening so many amazing doors for you, because he knows your heart. And, you know, your sponsorships, they are so reasonable. I mean, why wouldn't you want to support your show and what you're doing and to get your own name, your own brand out there? You're also helping Nikki Rich, but you're also building your brand for people to hear it on so many national levels. That's what I'm saying. You know, people want that for free, but they don't know that stuff like that comes with a cost. Practically, you are giving it away free because your rates are so reasonable. So there's no excuses. And whenever you put things up like people coming to ask you to do stuff for free, oh, that just does something to me because I'm like, how much cheaper can she go? Like, really? How much you want her to do it for free? Come on, now she has a show to run.
But it's okay because, you know, like you say, God is guiding, you know, and I'm excited. You know, I'm excited about 2016, and I'm excited about you. Now, let everybody know as we wind things down. Let everybody know where they can find you, book you for any events because you're everywhere now.
So, I know, Nikki.
Give out your information to all the listeners out there.
Okay, let me just say this right here. I have a nonprofit organization. My organization empowers young women ages. Nikki, can you hear me?
All right. This is Tangie.
Can you hear me, Nikki? Hello? Hello?
Shanti, are you there?
I think we have Nikki.
Miss Shanti, hear what's going on.
But we're gonna go to a quick song right quick.
Nikki.
The way we think is different from most. So real for the world, so controversial. Mother dies from cancer, father from old age. Brother in the streets, this concrete grave. We're not too weak, but we're not so strong. We are the ones that got picked on. So when you see this chair, and when you see this rope, and when I decide to finally let go, it's because I slipped and couldn't have.
Miss Tanky, are you there? All right. Well, it's the Vicky Rich Show here with the birthday girl,
Miss Tanky Roseborough. Thank you for being our guest today. And we welcome you back anytime. So anybody out there, you listening in, log on to blogtalkradio.com/The Nikki Rich Show. Thank you to Miss Angie Roseboro for being our guest today. Try to go follow I Am We Girls Rock on Instagram, Miss Angie Roseboro on Facebook. Thank you so much.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.